You might begin to sense the sadhana is a way to encourage an oyster to become a pearl. For what we oft complain about life is, it is a struggle. Yes, the way we are living it, this is true, and yet what we miss when this is what we are believing is this. This struggle is a sand granule. We are the oyster. It is inside our shell. When we are living the head bashing against the wall syndrome, we miss the golden opportunity herein. For this teeny tiny grain of sand, it is but a messenger. It is attempting to magnetize our attention from the small into the gain. For when we focus upon the small, we see no miracle at all. We misassume that this sand grain's rubbing is all there is. Not true. The sand grain rubbing, it is the makings of a pearl. When we begin to realize, this is when we begin to step out. Without a mass of fuss and explosion, quietly, we just step out. We quaintly leave suffering of old, while others, they're still mired within. Not to abandon them, dear Lord, no, to first test and map this path to heaven. Once we find it, once we are sure, we beckon all our friends to follow. For all souls, they are our friends. There are no enemies in the morrow. And so those among us who are the wise, ultimately all are wise, we notice rubbing of this sand granule, and we thank it. We give it a smile. We do not struggle, fight against it. No, instead, we embrace it. We quickly shift our focus into polishing it. And as we polish it to a luster, a great pearl, it does appear. This is the spiral of which we've spoken. This is our freedom. Yes, my dear. This pearl, it's more than a pearl, you know. I know you know. I know you know. This pearl, it's everything in creation. This pearl, it's everything that you know. So next time you do notice rubbing, chafing, irritation, scorn, take not it as a call to warfare. Take it as a call to come home. It's when you shift your simple focus from fight against to create with that you become a central agent in this enormous cosmic shift. Kid not yourself. You cannot have both suffering, warring, and real peace. You must surrender one for the other. Which do you choose? I choose peace. This tale, it isn't near the end yet. It's too rich a tale to tell. So slowly savoring, we do tell it. Listen in now, listen well. This tale of oyster, it is like butterfly, dragonfly, you know this well, all around you in the world of nature, demonstrating to you so well. The trees, they cast off their leaves in autumn. The snake, it sheds its seasonal skin. The deer, they cull their antlers often to lighten their load, to renew again. You are of nature. Forget not this. 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 This is a tale of turning inside out. You once perceived yourself to be an ego, that was all. You oriented yourself completely ever since the fall. Now you are stirring, you are awakening from your deepest slumber, from your sleep. And you are remembering you are all angels. Turn upside down, lead with your feet. For when only you are looking upward, does it seem 'twas like a fall. When you are turning up from downward, it is not a fall at all. Try this. Have some fun, my children. Try this. You might have a lark. As you reverse your orientation, you fall up. You do fall up. This, it is the one ascension. This, it is the returning home. It's not the falling. It is a reuniting, just like a magnet. Let it pull. The physics, pure and simple, pull you. Let them suck you all to home. The physics, they are me playing. The physics, they are my joyous game. For when you release your free will option, together we can play this game again. Together we can play this game. Together we can play this game again. Together we can play this game. My 14 days, I think you get the gist. It did not end then. 'Twas a beginning. I'm carrying on. For who would stop when in gleeful motion? Who would stop? I'm becoming free. Who would stop? I am becoming free. 14 day, live from my Atman. My whole being is my heart. 40 day sadhana, be in my heart, feet on the ground. Slow roots, steep, savor, infuse. Global leadership initiative. What can I say yes to? Cultivate courage. One small thing daily that takes courage. 5 of 7 days every week. Embrace my ego, ego loving. Opening the valves. Spiral. Align my spine. Ogamora. Breathe every moment. Be present without distraction. Being and expressing purely from my core, I dedicate my life to the divine. Zero tolerance to inner aggression. Detachment and devotion. Zero tolerance to inner aggression. This is one of my favorite keys. This summer, when I was catapulted out of patterns and into grace, the ultimate catalyst was my brother. He slapped me across my back, directly above my heart center. He gave me a royal whack. I see this as a double edge. One is violence, perhaps. The other catalyst, regardless of his pure intentions or his slip of self-discipline. It doesn't matter on a level, for this was this. I make a pearl. For with this, I make a pearl. This was one of Gandhi's core creeds. This is what the British did befall. For Gandhi, he cleared from his system any violence at all. How can I begin to expect, how can I of others demand that they treat me with due reverence if this I do not of myself command? And so like Gandhi, I made this oath too, to never lift a harmful hand, a word, a thought, an inner inkling, ne'er to harm myself again. This is the end of all addictions. This marks the end of all pain. For when we end the violence in us, everything can right again. Gandhi, he was a modern savior. Gandhi, he did show the way to never harm another creature, to violence, to walk away. And yet he said, nonviolence is not for cowards. For this takes much courage, dear. 'Tis for this we recommend the practice, cultivating courage. It all comes clear. Cultivating courage. It all comes clear. Cultivating courage. It all comes clear. No words of malice ever spoken. All inner weapons tossed away. For when we stand in our ultimate courage, we are safe. Yes, we are safe. The danger, it has been within us. All this time it's been in our heads. You may dispute this. Let me show you. 'Twas merely what was in your head. For when you believed it, you acted on it. This is how it became real. When you do cease it, it dissolves, yes. When you no longer think it, it cannot be real. This is the heart of your discipline practice, to never harm yourself again. Instead, speak kindly to your kingship, to your queenship, for this is what you are instead. You're not a victim. You're not a culprit. You have merely acted out your pain. Let go this now, no more to suffer. It has always been in vain. Love, it is your only weapon. Love, it is your own true vice. Use it fully, use it always, and you'll transform this world before your very eyes. For 'tis you who holds the missing key now. 'Tis you who holds the missing link. Give up your self-abuse, dear loved ones. Give up your self-abuse ere you sink. There is no way out of self-inflicted slumber. There is no way out of self-made pain, except to give up your mistaken freedom. Expect to give it completely up. This option you've held to so dearly, the choice to hurt yourself again, this is your only enemy. Love it as your one true friend. Love, it is your one true friend. Love, it is your one true friend. Love, it is your true friend. Detachment and devotion. This is what it's all about. This is the code, the recipe. This is what does lead you out. For when you release your attachments, cravings, when you begin to leave these behind, what you discover is their place, dear, is a world far more sublime. In it you are free of suffering. In it you are free of pain. In it you are free of confusion. Never will you toil again. For in this world there is true freedom. In this world there is true light. It is from this world I beseech thee, to now join me in the light. 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 Devote yourself to your own freedom. As you do, you free all souls. For there is one and only one key. It mattereth not who does it hold. It mattereth not who does it hold. It mattereth not who does it hold. I pass this key to you now. Take it. It is yours, and it is mine. It is our shared key. Don't be mistaken. You and I, we are sublime. Sublime means there's no distinction between us. Sublime means there's only light. When you let light prevail, prevailing within you, we become this said same light. We become this said same light. We become this said same light. We become this said same light.